Good day, and welcome to the Deep Yellow Investor Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star one again. For operator assistance throughout the call, please press star zero. And finally, I would like to advise all participants that this call is being recorded. Thank you. I'd now like to welcome John Boshoff, Managing Director and CEO, to begin the conference. John, over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As you know, I'm John Boshoff, MD, CEO of Deep Yellow. I'm very pleased indeed to be here with you this morning and to give you an update on the Deep Yellow developments over the past few days and their significance. Firstly, though, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us on this conference call following our announcement this morning that we raised $220 million through a heavily in-demand placement and our intention to raise a further $30 million through a share purchase plan. This highly successful raising that we have achieved on a tight 4% discount represents a significant milestone for Deep Yellow. I believe this raising of such magnitude has been possible because of a consistently applied 7-year successful growth strategy linked to a deliberate multi-layered company development approach. This has included board strengthening and team building while concurrently focusing on project pipeline establishment through a coordinated organic and inorganic effort done at a time of uncertainty and low uranium prices. They say sometimes fortune favours the brave, but I also believe this favours those who believe in a future way beyond that generally seen and acted upon in the market. This is especially significant given that 2 to 7 years ago, when uranium prices were so low, few were willing to prepare and take considered risks to grow into this new future on a scale that Deep Yellow has done with vision and purpose. The result is what you see in Deep Yellow today, with a structure made up of many fortifying elements ready to take the next phase of its growth. With this raising, we can satisfy a multitude of objectives. To develop essential breadth and depth in our share register with quality funds ready to come on the exciting journey that lies ahead. The strengthening of our balance sheet to provide confidence to our stakeholders that we are able to support the growth trajectory we plan allows us to proceed with our declared schedule for Tumas development, putting us clearly on the map as a serious uranium developer and build a uranium mine during what is becoming a fantastic sweet spot for greenfield development, and to reinforce the opportunity to finalise the Tumas debt finance. We see all this opening up a re-rating of Deep Yellow, as we feel we are decidedly undervalued when compared to our peers. With our strong positioning, which I've often mentioned is the key to gaining value upside, we feel shareholders will benefit greatly while we are building Deep Yellow into a company that I believe will become highly significant on the global uranium supply scene. Before going any further, however, I would like to take this opportunity to say a few thank yous. I'd like to thank our placement joint lead managers and co-manager who did an excellent job bringing in high quality and aligned investors through the raise. These are Atkin Mount Capital Partners, who we have worked with and have supported us over many years, and the Bell Potter team out of Sydney. I would also like to thank the Jet Capital out of New York for their support in the North American market. I'd also like to thank our existing institutional investors for their long-term support and further investment through this placement, and welcome the new domestic and international institutions who have joined the register. The interest we received in the placement was tremendous, highlighting the exciting future for Deep Yellow. Now back to the main story. This significant capital raise for the company comes at a time when fundamentals and future prospects of the uranium sector could not be any brighter. We held a firm vision to where we were going since that starting point 7 years ago, and I believe we have successfully delivered what we said we would do. We stand here as the best positioned uranium mid-cap company globally through the hard work and dedication of all company personnel. Deep Yellow is on a pathway to becoming a globally significant, long-life, reliable producer by 2026. Through our past successes and history, I've been able to assemble a team of proven uranium builders, mine builders, arguably one of the top teams on the ASX and globally. The board and senior management of the company boast decades of uranium expertise across exploration, development, marketing, financing, operations and governance. The key trait of the company is to be disciplined with our capital spend and with responsible management of our balance sheet. Our last visit to the uranium markets was in February 2021, when uranium price was hovering around $30 a pound, where we raised 40 odd million at 65 cents. Since that period, we have invested our capital wisely at a time when uranium price, until August 23, basically ranged below $46, and during this time managed to deliver exceptional growth across our project portfolio. We completed the merger with Vermi Resources, built the largest uranium resource base of any ASX-listed company, and ultimately increased our overall valuation from the 100 million late 2020 to more than 1 billion today. Today's equity raise positions Deep Yellow for the next phase of growth. Importantly, through the size of our raise, the tight discount on issue price and significant demand for the placement, all this highlights the support for Deep Yellow strategy and the ability of our team to continue to execute. The majority of funds from the placement and SPP will be used to advance the development of our flagship Tumas project in Namibia. We'll also use funds to commence works on the revised definitive feasibility study for Mulga Rock in Western Australia. These two projects provide the company with significant and geographically diverse production capabilities with a combined potential output of 7 million pounds, as well as the exploration project and the development upside these offer, differentiating Deep Yellow even further. We are in a strong position at Tumas. We announced the results of a re-costing study in December, which validated our cost assumptions, further confirming our flagship project as a long-life, world-class operation. For this study, we used a price of $75 per pound, which, by the way, is the current term price now, and up from the $65 we used on the model previously. This generates an NPV of about 840 million Australian dollars and an IRR of 27%. In a payback period of 3 years. Since that time of the recosting, we have seen uranium price rise over $100 a pound, which further enhances and already impressive economics at Tumas. We are optimistic higher uranium prices will be achieved before we lock anything in. We also received our mining license last December from the Namibian Ministry of Mines and Energy, giving us a clear runway for this project. Following completion of the placement and SPP, we will be well funded and can move forward with confidence to advance Tumas. We look forward to progressing towards production and establishing the project as the fourth uranium mine in Namibia by 2026. This will be a greenfield conventional uranium project, important further because it will be these greenfield developments which will be the future of new supply, and of which there are only a handful on the horizon at the moment. When considering the amount of such projects that will be needed to cover the growing supply requirement with ever-increasing demand that is forecast over the coming decades, the challenges for the industry become obvious to see. At the end of February, we announced a mineral resource upgrade at Mulga Rock, increasing the total contained uranium on the Mulga Rock East project by 26%, from around 71 million to about 57 million pounds, and a substantial uplift also achieved with the introduction of critical minerals and magnetic rare earth elements. Importantly, this results strongly justifies revision of the 2018 definitive feasibility study carried out by BIMI, which will commence in the next quarter. Through this DFS, we will explore the opportunity to develop the project into a polymetallic operation, extending the life of mine beyond the current 15 years and ultimately generating a significant increase in project value. We expect this final feasibility work to be completed by early second half of 2025. Mulga Rock is becoming an exciting project for the company, and it is the only project in Western Australia that has an approvals pathway to production, positioned to capture the upside across multiple commodity markets. We expect starting operations at Mulga Rock late 2028. We will, of course, be placing an emphasis on exploration and continue activities at Omahola in Namibia and Alligator River in the Northern Territory. Both are standout exploration projects offering potential development opportunities, and we look forward to building on the great results already achieved. Our growth strategy applied since 2017 hasn't changed. Our dual pillar focus comprises both organic and inorganic growth, and we continue to assess meaningful, value-accretive M&A opportunities. Our strategy behind transacting in a depressed market a few years ago has paid off significantly, as no other Australian listed company has two advanced projects with substantial production potential ready to capitalise on higher uranium prices. The incredible momentum and pivot towards nuclear energy as the primary clean energy source has been a long time in coming, and the importance of uranium has never been clearer as the primary feedstock for the nuclear fuel cycle, now that inventories are so run down as to be virtually non-existent. Governments across the globe are turning to nuclear to ensure aggressive decarbonisation targets are achieved while delivering abundant and affordable electricity. This was highlighted late last year when over 22 countries at the COP28 signed up to the goal of tripling global nuclear energy capacity by 2050 as the only means of achieving the stated emission targets. Nuclear is now the only viable option to sit side by side with renewables and to ensure sufficient, reliable and affordable electrical power supply is achieved while also achieving zero emissions. And this, by the way, is the only technology also able to provide about the little spoken about industrial heat component which dominates the global energy consumption equation. However, with all this positivity in the sector and the huge growth forecast in the demand for uranium, we still have a sector that is ill-prepared for the supply challenges facing the industry. Due to the degradation of the uranium supply industry over the past decades and majors exiting the sector, lack of investment supply through supply, the Deep Yellow will become a very important deliverer of uranium through its highly experienced team. Deep Yellow is successfully establishing the right platform at the right time, and the uranium market backdrop has created an exceptional opportunity for the company to become a globally significant and major uranium producer. And we aim to continue to deliver strong returns to our shareholders. We are now well funded and an even greater, even stronger position to deliver on our vision. Thank you for your time today, and I'll now be happy to answer any questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Your first question comes to the line of Chris Drew. Your line is open. From Jefferies, your line is open.
Thank you. Morning, John. Congrats on the raise. I just want to drill a little bit into the Tumas funding strategy from here. So obviously got the equity there now. Is the plan specifically to debt fund the balance? And where are you at, I guess, with that debt funding at the moment? What sort of stage is that at? Thanks.
Well, we did a lot of groundwork after we released our February DFS on Tumas, and that gave us the landscape. And since we did that re-costing, which was a remarkable bit of work and very timely, the banks have come back in January, and now there's a set path getting to some sort of results, legals, technicals, visits, etc. And we're confident that we'll achieve our objective by mid this year. And depending on where the market is, we'll fill the requirement with debt. And if uranium price is $150, well, we'll see what'll happen then, over.
Fair enough, thanks. And maybe just a follow-up on that, what sort of offtake will the debt providers be looking for? Are they going to need fixed prices, or are floors and market-based offtake sort of currently high enough to underpin the debt? And I guess what sort of volume of production do you expect to need to contract?
Well, basically, our firm objective is not to cap our upside and be silly about it. And the way that the floors and ceilings are going on the collared pricings, the floors could well attain the base level we need. I think the numbers we're looking at, it'll probably be 25%. Of the output, and as I say, we'll be very sparing in what we offer as these contracts move from essentially a buyer's market type contract that is embedded many years to adjusting these things to more a seller's market where cost is secondary and supply reliability is the primary, should become the primary focus, along with rebuilding a diminished supply sector. Heather?
Great. Thanks very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. That is star one if you wish to ask a question. Once again, that is star one if you wish to ask a question. That is star one if you wish to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would like to thank our speaker for today's presentation and thank you all for joining us. This now concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.